recording. Okay, so yesterday we were talking more about a carp bath, so we're going to do that again today. Hey, I'm an olive and air. So carp, carpe, guter, rebate, sap dying, lo chalu, crathodira, uvala, mahato, miato, bilano, lo habe meu. So if you had a karpav, meaning the unusable, again, we're treating it as an usa area that's unusable at the moment, right? So if it's larger than a bait sat tayim, and it's not set for living in, for residential purposes, and you wanted to make it smaller so that way it'd be less of a sat tayim, so that way you could actually use it. So, yeah, Toby, no, love you. If you were to try to have less than the number of trees there, so if you try to reduce the size by planting trees and saying that that's not part of the carp pave anymore, then that wouldn't work. That would lessen the area of the carp path. Okay, and then banabam wood. Your trees didn't work. So then you tried something else. Start building these platforms or columns that are 10 tvachim tall and are 4 tvachim wide. That would be considered to be a valid reduction of the area of the carpa. But if the column is less than 3, then it's no good. But between 3 and 4, Rabba Amar have a meut. The Rava Amar Lohim Meyu. So, and then if so, in the between area, that's when we get to, then we get to Machloket. So now we're trying to figure out why is that. So Rava Amar Havim Meyu to have Nafik Lamitor Lavu. So Rava says it's considered to be a valid Meyu because it cannot, since you're past the point of Lavu, therefore it must be a valid space. Rava Amar Lohim Meyu Kim Lo Havim Makom Arba Lo. No, he says that's not because it's not yet a place that's 4 tvachim wide, which is the minimal space for it to be its own separate makom, its own separate location, so that's why it's no good. So now we're going to say, let's try and figure out another way of dividing up a carp path. So here's a gminakota arba basa machitza hoil. If you were to have been more than 4 tvachim away from one of the walls, and then he built a wall of 10, that would be considered to be a valid wall. Okay, here, let's look at here. We have here on the chest diagram, everybody. Remember to the diagram. So we're currently diagram number 103. So if you had made, you're trying to shrink your the area, and you decided to put a wall on the side there. Right, even though you didn't fill the whole area, and there's a gap of 4 tvachim between it and the wall, that's still fine. Tvachim mishlosha, but if you put it within 3 of the wall, lo hoil, it did not help you. Mishlosha ben arba, rabba amar hoil, rabba amar ino hoil. Alright, so similarly, the question is whether or not this new wall you put up counts as a new wall, or just something that's subsumed into the previous wall, comes down to the same talk we had about the size of the pillar. Where Rabba says, again, we're below 3 to nothing, 4 is good, and if you 3 and 4 the same, I'll get Rabba and Rabba. So now Rabba Amar Hoel, why does Rabba say it works? To have nothing laid into our Lava. Rabba says it works because it's no longer, because it's not Lava. Once it's 3 and a little bit. So therefore, it's a valid separate wall. Rabba Amar and Hoel, Kevon, Lohan Makam Arba, Lohan. Rabba says no, because it's not considered to be its own separate place. So the other side of the wall is not big enough. Therefore, it's not considered standing. Rav Shimi Mani Lakula. So Rav Shimi had a more lenient version of this mahoke. He says that what is considered to be a valid wall is if you plastered it and it's able to stand on its own. So this document, we put up a wall with without having plaster. If you're trying to do a proper construction, you want to make sure that the stones don't move or shift. unless you happen to be, you know, as good as the Egyptians in their masonry, where they can, you know, build a wall that will last for, you know, for millennia, just without the use of any mortar. So most walls are made up of uneven stones that will not work so perfectly well without mortar. Therefore, that's what they consider to be if you've ever seen standard rock piles. So like that's what it is. So it's currently staying in place. Who says the wind won't come down and blow it over? The only thing you'll be sure that it'll be there is if you were to put some mortar in between or plaster on the outside in order to make sure that it would remain where it's supposed to be. So then Rabbah, so now we explain why that's the case. So Rabbah Amar Habe Miut Hashtag Mihakai. The Rabbah says it works because currently it's standing. And Rabbah Amar Love Miut Kiv Ma Deloya Chol Make Him Fanathmo Lokolo. Rabbah says no, it's not going to be a miut since it wouldn't stand on its own. It's not considered to be a valid wall, and therefore it's nothing. So we're saying this comparison is analogous to the case that we had before. Between the three and four case.
Rabbi, in this case of the wall being plastered, we're talking about when it's between three and four tefachim, right? Obviously, if it was four tefachim wide, then there would be no issue. Everybody would agree it's a wall, no?
This is not talking about the size. This is because when you're putting in this not so structurally strong wall, you're attaching it to another wall. It's next to another strong wall, as you see. Let's say this wall here, one wall was plastered, one wall was plastered, so you'd be attaching it towards that wall, right? So that's the question. Meaning, it's not a question of distance. It's a question of structural integrity. So if we're comparing the difference in structural integrity to the difference in whether or not love and works or being in place. So we're saying that it appears that that love it could be more toward, so we're saying the structural integrity lines up with the difference between makom and love. Which is interesting. That's what the Gemara is describing. It's on Pinyan Rosh Hashanah. So it's not an exact comparison, but then Machlokah comes down in a similar fashion. So now we're gonna have another case. Here they're gonna tell Arba Ava Samachitza Ho'il. So if one is somebody's on a hilltop, here they're gonna tell. Right, the tell is, you know, is a hill. Right, so there's a hill on the right over here. And then you decided to go four amot away, and then you built a wall. Right, we see that here down diagram 106. So if you would have done that, right, so that would be a valid separation. But if it's less than three, it's on the edge of the slope. Of the mountain. And similarly, before, then they argue, because within three, they argue the same thing, which is, do you get this extra space from the wall? Or we said this wall is part of the existing wall that was the tell, because remember we were talking about tell McLockade, which is a slope of a sufficient gradient, meaning if it has a, it goes up in height 10 tefachim while a width of less than 4 amot, then that would be considered to be a valid, that would be a wall. So
we're talking about the slope of the hill.
Slope of the hill, yes. So that comes down to the to that. So we can go from here that Rafista says that what that works and why, and that it would work and why. It mar hotza mechitza gav mechitza. So Rafista says it would work, as he states that if you made a mechitza on top of another mechitza, amar Rafista b'shabbat hill, it would only work on Shabbos. right? It would work on Shabbos. Meaning, so point being is that even that we're comparing the case of where your wall is you know is close to the wall but not directly on top of it. Because don't say, "Wow, you said that it works," because you can compare it to the case of that we have here over here of Mechitza al Sfat HaTel. And then it's the case to put a wall on another wall, right? Making it because basically, so since if you put a wall on top of a wall, it would work. So you put a wall next to a wall, it should work in the exact same fashion.
Didn't we have in the previous Gemara saying that you can't put a wall on top of a wall when we had the going out to the water and we said the Nara, the bank, and that would be, and you it wouldn't work because it would be putting a wall on top of a wall and it says you can't do that?
In this case, Mechitza says you can.
So he's going against that opinion that said you can't put a wall on top of a wall?
I believe so. Yeah. You live in it, you can. Okay, so there we go. So that was diagram 107. Mechitza, got Mechitza. As far as really how that works, we'll get to that sugya a little, also come up again later. Okay. So now we're talking about here. So the second half of the statement is because the Mechitza works for making a separate shift on Shabbos, but in terms of if you're trying to acquire the property of a ger, it would not work because it's not a significant enough action to actually make it your own. You need to have a more significant display of ownership. It's considered insufficient. Okay, and then for sure. Then Rav Shesha says, "Amar Afishabat Namo Hoyel Tisdayim." And Rav Shesha says, "No, if it is not working for purposes of being a sufficient wall for being Kona the area from when nobody owns it, then it's not a good wall. So then that's it." So Amar Rav Chista, "Modedly Rav Shesha Sheimas Chitza Al Tel Shehoyel." Rav Chista saying, "No, Rav Shesha, who has an opinion that says that a wall doesn't work." So, but he would say that if it's on top of a tail, it would. So now we're like, so now, my time, why would it work? Shouldn't it we say that a wall and a wall don't go to the care of what the two types are? No, why? Because, why should we say that it works? Hovil Bavir, Kiso, Valiono, Udar. Basically, because a person dwells in the space between the two partitions, i.e., if he's standing on top of it, it will be. Right, so even though, why do we say that it works? Because basically, when you put the wall on the mountain, so not only on the hill, so one question is, does it do anything for the field here? But for the hill on the side, it is beneficial. Because for them, they had no wall from their perspective, and now they do. So therefore, you actually aided the rishus of the tell, and therefore, we'll let you use it in both directions.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Are we still trying to find a way to minimize the karfif in order to make it manageable, I guess, less than base sasayim?
Yes, we are still trying to do that. We just have gotten a little distracted.
Okay.
But whatever is a valid wall will also work for the base that time. That's what we're currently trying to figure out. Now we're trying to go into a little more about the... About the other aspects. So now I want to mention. Now that we mentioned other things, we're going to go into those a little bit more. So we mentioned the mechitza by the tell. So we're talking about mechitza of the din of mechitza on the tell. So. So now we're going to try and figure. Now we're going to try and continue on with the case of having walls on the tell. So by Rabba Bar Barchana, Nivlu Mechitza Hatatono, Halyona Kemot Ma'o. So what happens if the lower part of the wall fell down, because let's say the ground was swampy, and the upper partitions are still there, so then which wall remains? Lamai, Ilanatsager, Haino Dir the Yirmiya Bira. If you're talking about the question of that you require this for the property of the getter who died without relatives, and nobody can take it. Fifth, if not half getter, whoever takes it first can get it. So Amar Yirmi Abira, Amar Rabiuda, Haiman, Zadi Lifta, Abila, the R and the Ger, Bat Israel Kmina, Rafak, Baborta, Batarakani, Kama Lokani. So this case happened once, but Yirmi Abira, as Yirmi Abira called him Rabbi Yehuda, stating that if one had sown left out as a turnip, in the crack, he found land that belonged to a ger, and then another Jew came and then plowed a little. So the latter one who plowed acquires it, the first one does not, because you need to actually have done an act, a sufficient act, not just a temporary one. In order, meaning it's simply the act of dealing, of working with the cracks is sufficient, but plowing is considered to be a sufficient action. So this is saying that the walls fell down and they ended up being the right thing. I think that's not sufficiently active enough in order to acquire for the year. So now my time, why is it insufficient? Right? Because the issue is that when he planted it, right, he did not do anything to help the land when he did so. So therefore, that won't allow you to acquire the land. And when it doesn't grow, because when the turnips grow, they turn over the earth, or you know, well now, or now it goes from being a plain field, being a field of turnips. Yeah, but like that's not sufficient. That's too pat. That's too slow of a change. You need a more a faster change. So, the problem of mechitza of being made on Shabbos. Okay, so now we're going to discuss the topic of mechitza on Shabbos. Tanya was learning right. But we said that any mishnah made on Shabbos is considered to be a whether you do it by accident or on purpose, it's considered to be a valid wall, a valid partition. So should that mean that the upper wall should work for the carpath we're talking about? Lavit mar, Allah. No, that's the way. Didn't we ask more explicitly in the name, as stated by Amar of Nachman, Lo Shon al Yisrok, Val Taltos, or no? That's actually, that's not really true, because we had a similar case where he said that when is this mechitza sufficient? Only for the case of Zrika. Meaning that for throwing things from place to place, but not from actually carrying from place to place. Kidmar de Rav Nachman, Amazidimar. Rather, what Rav Nachman's talking about is that's not valid. Because Rav Nachman's case is when you deliberately added one. Right, so that's the difference. When you deliberately are making a wall, then we're not going to let you on Shabbos. That's a problem. But let's say if you know all of a sudden, somebody came and who was not Jewish and happened to build the wall because they were it was Saturday, so now it's a good time to build the wall. That it worked. Then it was a chore. But the problem is that it was done that you intentionally did it, and it's us from the Rabbanan to do so. That's why you can only be allowed to do Zrika not until. So now we're going to get some more fun cases. So Hahi Itatad Avda Mechitza Gav Mechitza Mechitza Agir. So there was a woman who did one Mechitza of another Mechitza in order to acquire the property of a deceased convert. And then Ata Hahu Gavra, Rabbi Gavra, someone else came along and plied it a little bit. Atsu Kameh Devar Nachman, they came before Nachman, Uk maybe it be a day. And they said it belongs to the man who had plotted a little. Ata I because that Hakameh, and then the woman comes and protests more Nachma. So Amar La, my Abad La, Tolo Machzak Machzak and Shay. He's like, what can I do for you? You didn't have to take possession of the property, the man that took possession, meaning you didn't. And then you're right, you were there first, but because your action wasn't a proper action for acquiring it, therefore I can't do anything to help you. I'm sorry. Okay. Karpev Shalosh Vekera Bo Beitza. So if one had a, now we're talking about another way, now we're back to the, to our, as Joel had asked, we're going to get back to our typical daily programming. We're finally back to a story about how to proper, about a Karpov. So Karpov, that is three an area, and then you decided to put a roof on top of the one third of it. So the question have a little bit more than one of it. So would that have solved our problem or not? Because once something has a roof, it's no longer able to be a Rishut HaRabim. For instance, if you had a covered highway, it is no longer considered to be a highway. Rekha Bakura is considered to be a problem for all Rishut HaRabim. So here also should solve the problem of the Karpath being an Aser Karmali, turning it into a proper Rishut HaYafa for you to be able to use. So then, in turn, hopefully, allows you the other half, the rest of the of the enclosure as well. So Rava Amar Avir Kiryo Matir my bro. So Rava says that even though it is covered, because the total area is too large, it's still a problem. Rabbi Zera Amar Ein Avir Kiryo Matro. Right? But Rabbi Zera says, once you put a roof over it, then no longer is it too large. Even though technically three beits of the central area, it would not be an issue in this case. Dilema Rabba Rabbi Zera Bapluga Dor Shmuel, the Rabba Shmuel from a Plugi. So let's say that Rabba and Rabbi Zera argue about along the lines of the Plugin of Rabba Shmuel. So now what's the Machloket of Rabba Shmuel? Digmar Achsadra Mabeka. So now the case is of an Achsadra in a valley. So what is an Achsadra? So an Achsadra is subject to debate. So it could be, right? So let's see, maybe we have a picture of the various, we'll go with Achsadra here. So for an Achsadra. So Achsadra could be, right? A slumber could be a nice pergola-like structure, an enclosed veranda. It could be some sort of pergola-type structure with a roof on top. It also could be the upper half, as the Rashi says here, the chilek kaleo shalano. It means some sort of attic. Right, think like an upstairs porch overlooking something else. Right, so answer the question. So we'll call it a veranda, just for our lead purposes. So Ditmar, I'm sorry, if you made one of these inside of a valley, Rav Amar Mula Tafla Shmuel Amar Ein Metaflin El Barba. So Rav says you can carry in the whole thing because of this is considered to be a right, even though there are no walls besides the roof structure that has no walls, it's fine because it has a roof that allows you to carry a dirt underneath this structure. Shmuel Amar Ein Metaflin Ela Barba Amo. Shmuel says no, it's you only get the Arba Amo because it's not considered to make it a Zomer Shos. So Rav Amar, Mutrat Al Tal B'Kula. So why does he allow you to carry that underneath the veranda? Amrina Pitikra Yorv Nesotim. He says that each of the walls here, you see in diagram here. So you see the diagram 110. So he says that each of these edges comes down and seals off the wall. So say as if we actually have four walls here. Even though we don't.
So are we applying the concept of Royin there? Or is it good access?
We're applying the concept of Pitik or Yorvizote. How exactly that relates to Royin, I'm going to leave aside. But yes, it's a similar concept. We basically say that we view the whole area as being a wall.
Okay.
So whether they work the same or not, that's right. So that can be debated. But for sure, we're saying here that as we were discussing Korah earlier, the way the Korah works is we said it's not a good question. Was it Mishum Mechitza or is Mishum Hacker? So this is according to the right. So this is according to the Sfarah of Mechitza that you say that it comes down and it seals it off. So Shmuel Amar and Metaltel and Ella Barba. And Shmuel says, no, you can only carry the Dalet Amar if there's nothing there. Because you don't say particular yard sotem, you don't say that the edge descender closes it up, because that's just not how it works. If you don't have it, that you could do that for one wall, but you can't do that for four walls. So iavida ida avida ki asadra hafinami. So they were saying that. So shouldn't we say that the machloket of Rav and Shmuel, which apply the same to our case, whether or not you were to have built this a roof, and think that this roof is the same as that veranda, right? Varash is simply saying you build a building with a gap underneath it. So again, so the point is that the structure on top would be a valid structure, but underneath it wouldn't really be one. So what would we say? So it should be the same. No, so instead say no, it's not. Why? Maskina ki avda ki orzila, right? No, our case is different because it is made like a hammock, which means that it's sloped. And once it, do we have a photo here? 1 second. Here we go. So basically, because you made a slope in a way that's not a normal way for you see for diagrams. So you know, like the asadra looks a lot like what we had. Let's scroll back up. So over here, we simply put a roof on top of part of the enclosure of the karpath, right? So, and now, right, we're saying that here, if you, I normally say that it should be the same. So the question by Urzala either means you have it like, this is what Tosfos says, and said Urzala, he says that it means that it's sagging like this. Rashi says that the point is that it's all, that sloped all the way down to the ground, so there's no actual place where there's a P-tikra, you're sotain, because because it hits the floor, so there's no way like it's because it's we say when it's slanted, we don't say when it, once it's a slanted roof, we don't say we degree over the same way we would if it was a flat roof. Tosfos says again, you see this picture of the guy enjoying his nap. So that's what Tosfos feels that's the problem, is because you can't say there's a pitikra when it's because there's no at proper edges that are hard edges. Instead, it's more this like, you know, weak, flimsy, floppy thing, which is not really. Basically, you had four poles. You put up a sheet on top of it. And you're like, ta-da! I built a roof. And there is no, you didn't. You just made a nice little hammock for yourself. But that's not considered to be a wall for our purposes. Okay, so I'm a Rabbi Zeira. What do you know about Karpevshin? For us, we'll Olach Hatzera Shasur. So there says everybody agrees that if you had a karpath that was entirely opened and breached into a chatzer, that it would answer the that you can't carry between the karpath and the chatzer. My time, I will avir chatzer meatro. The reason is because that now we say that you add together the area of the chatzer to the karpath, and now it's more than beis satay. Amagiv la Rav Yosef, chi avir hamutar lo asro. Wait, how does that make any sense? You're allowed to carry in the chatzer, so how does that make a problem for you in the rest of the karpa? So, Amar Lay, come on, Kirby Shimon, who is the gorgeous girl, Kirby Shimon, Kirby Shimon, Nami, how you got Avir Makomachitso? So, what about Kirby Shimon, who says that you can carry from a chatzer to a karpa in general? No, Kirby Shimon, Nami should be the issue. Quarter measurements also should be a problem, but isn't there the where are you allowed to carry? It's only the case where you see in the diagram here. This is only where there used to be walls you're allowed to carry. I mean, like over here, but not over here. So what are you talking about?
Isn't this a case of a karfuf hukaf ledira, or is it not?
It's not, because the wall was Nifratz on Shabbos.
Oh,
so it's not that okay. I didn't intentionally. If I intentionally built it this way, my thoughts are leading into the story, into the Karpaf. You're right. You'd been fine. Problem is, you didn't do it that way. That's why we're running into issues.
Oh, so it just happened on Shabbos that it became open because it didn't.
The Gemara doesn't say. Also, when it says Shenifras, it means that it wasn't a deliberate action. It means that there was a breach.
So you need Kavana.
Not that like you. They're like, okay, I decided I'm going to do construction now. I'm going to build this out, and it'll be in this rocker. No, it's that you had an Aser area and a Mutter area, and then the wall came down. It was broken down between the two. But not that you'd actually – that's not considered to be a valid way of building for purposes of.
Well, because you're saying that when you build it, you have to have das, that you're going to build it as a karfif hukuf ladira, that's your intention? And if you don't, then it doesn't work?
Correct. You'd have, that's what we're talking about, if you build another wall, if you were to try to plant seeds, like you're trying to, basically you have the problem, you have the us or carp, and you're trying to make it mutter now. And that's what all these hoops are for.
Okay.
Excellent question, Joel. Thank you. Okay. Right, so that was right. So that's only the key place where the walls were prior to the breach. So key dumber of Vista, carp up, shiny front from low, about there. But for the sense, if you had a Karpef that breached entirely into the Chatzer Mutter, or Karpef Asur. It says that you're allowed to carry in the Chatzer, but you can't carry in the Karpef. Chatzer Mataima, deep legged Hufe. So why does he allow you to carry inside the Chatzer? Because it has some rooms to the wall. But could you say the opposite, where the courtyard is narrower than the Karpef, and therefore it's the other way around? Right, so you see the two different diagrams here. Is the Karpef, is the Chatzer larger, and therefore you'll notice because it gets narrower and you see the little broken edge, tremendously broken down wall edge? Or it could be the reverse, the Karpef where the Chatzer, you don't see the broken down walls because they're out of your range of vision because it gets wider as you go.
Well, sorry, Rabbi, we're talking about a Karpef that is more than base Hasayim, right?
Yes.
Because, okay.
Correct. So, what do we say the case is? Right? So, Ela Mishum, Namrin on Zeh Avir Machitza Miatro, Zeh and Avir Machitza Miatro. The reason is because when you add them together, the Chatzer adds to the Karpov's area, makes it Asir, but the area of the Karpov has nothing to do with the Chatzer, and it won't Asir the Chatzer, because it still has its walls. So, it's not going to be a problem. Okay, now we've got another fun case, which is going to involve a lot of good pictures. Okay, so again, here's the question of exactly how do you set up the area. Okay, so now we're going to get to the case of a fun case of an orchard. Okay, so there's a certain orchard that's adjacent to the wall of the mansion. Naval Ashita Brighta Dapanda. And then one day the outer wall of the mansion collapsed. Sever Abibi Lamemar Lismacha Gudada Gavaita. So Abibi thought to say that you can rely on the mansion's inner wall to combine the orchard to allow you to both use the house as well as the orchard. Somewhere there, a puppy. Ishubdautu Mimulai Amritu Mile Mulaita. Since you are come from a truncated people, meaning because you are a descendant of Eliyahu Kohen, Gadol, who is cursed for his sins in Shmuel. Therefore, you also said you speak truncated, and you said things that something is wrong and short-lived, just like the curse to Eli was. So same. So we said is really bad. So Hanot Mechitza Lugavai Avdina, Mevrai Lo Avdina. You can't say that because these walls, right, the inside walls are made for inside, for the mansion. Whereas the outside wall, they were not made for the outside. So you can't combine the walls that were used to be internal walls with an external wall. They're two different types of walls. You can't compare them. So, and that's the problem. So now, how aborniki to have a leather rich to boost to not. So now we're going to do another fun case where you had where the rich gluta, the head of the Jews in Golot, had a nice banquet pavilion. So the question is, so what is that? So that could either be a, here we go. So that could either be a, you know, according to Rashi, it says that it's basically, it's a large tree with seating area underneath beneath it. Alternatively, it could also be, I've got a picture if you're not here. Sorry, I'll show you my direct. I have another book with more pictures, just I'm not sure where it is. But basically, it's all words. So the other option is that it's a, think of it being like a shaded pergola type structure, not necessarily with a tree, but with looking at this setup, but also think more akin to a pergola type thing. Utilizing the natural shade of the tree. And now the question is that we want to be, so either way, there's this nice shady structure we want to get to on Shabbos. So what happens? So the Reish Gilut told Ravuna Bar Chinana, do something that'll allow us to eat there tomorrow. Right? He's like, make whatever halachic thing is. Basically, that means that this avornico is inside of a karpach, and we want to be able to access from the. We want to be able to access it from the place where we currently are. So Azal Abad Kana Pacha Mishlosha. So then what did he do? He decided to make a fence made up of reeds that is really less than 3 shekels apart. He decided to make leveled walls between in order to allow us to access the. To access the Avornica. So the question is, the machloket, because there's going to be a machloket as to where did he do it and why was he doing that? The one option is that according to Rashi, where basically what he did is he lessened the total area, he did it over one corner, and so it's lessened the area from Yudhramit that time to make the whole area sufficient as the right size. Tosfot says, what he did is he could have done it that way. Rather, he must have put the kanam on the side in order to knock out the area on the left, right? So again, if you wanted to put it to destroy the area. The other option is that the goal that what he did is he did it in order to basically made a path using the reeds, so that way. Right, so the house is basically in number 131. The house is in the foreground, and basically you go straight on back there, and that's to solve the problem. So the question is, what exactly did he do? So that's machloket amongst Rishonim as to how exactly the formatting is. But either way, Ravuna had this great plan that he was going to do with Kanim, and he did it. Then what happened is Azal Rabba Shalfinu. And Rabbi came along and he took them all out because he thought there's usher to do that. There's an insufficient, whichever way that, of those opinions that is mentioned. So one of that's insufficient in order to allow you usage of the area. So also Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Huna, Braid, Rabbi Yeshua, Naftinu, Mibatrei. And then Rabbi Papa and Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yeshua went after and collected them to allow Rabbi Huna from Bar Chinana from doing it again. There were Rabbi students trying to help him out. The Machar Ife Ravina Larava. The following day, Ravina asked Rava the following question. Ir Kadasha, Modin Lama Shiota, Vishana Mikhomata. This section is a little bit long, so actually, I don't think we'll be able to. Okay, so let's, so good. So I'll be finishing the story tomorrow just because it looks like it's going to be a little bit long and I don't think we'll be able to fully give it the full justice. So tomorrow we'll start off by with the story again, and then I will do it more in depth, hopefully. So in terms of this particular point, the question is of doing the kanim, was it to make a path to there versus lessening the area? That's the question. So depending on which one it is the question is whether or not is the story coming to support the idea of trying to lessen the total surface area, the total area of the karpach, or is it simply coming to allow access, having very little, and within the story of Lovewood, unlovable wall. So depending on whether or not the point purpose of the structure was to, again, if you put the cunning on the side in order to lessen the area, that would be that would imply that you're about lessening the area issue. And if you, according to the opinion that the diagram is of, you're making a path, it's the point is that you want, the question is, can I make a wall of a level wall and that'll allow me access to an area in the middle? So either way, that is what Rahuna Bakunina said, and then Rava and Rapapa and Rahuna Braid Rav Yoshua decided that was not okay and pulled it out. That is something that you should word of advice. If you ever have an Eruv that you are not happy with, that this is definitely not the thing that you should do, as you will see from the story tomorrow. But that is what they did. Again, we'll hopefully finish this full story justice tomorrow. So now, just to
clarify, what's on the sides leading to the tree, and also the entrance to that path? Is there anything in diagram 131?
Diagram 131. So here, so we have these are the outer walls of the carpave.
Right.
Right, and the carpave is
pathway leading to the tree.
Right, and then the mechitzat kanim, the reed walls, are over here, and there should be a house over here in the foreground.
And is there anything at that entrance, that break in the wall that leads to the trees, the tree?
There should be a house potentially. We'll get to the right. So there's a house here. We're trying to lead from the. We're trying to get access from. I mean, Tosh Mechlok, which we'll hope to get into more tomorrow. So we're trying to get access from where everybody is now to there. The question is, are you trying to allow carrying from that, bring food from the house into the garden, into the Muzdinai? Is that what you're trying to do? Or are you simply trying to allow, are you trying to mount the entirety of the garden, right, of the Karpov? Or are you simply trying to allow the area underneath where our Agorniki is? Like, that's the question. Like, what are we trying to do? Right? Are we accessing the banqueting pavilion? Right? So it's like, which thing is, are we trying to do? It's also subject to debate. So tomorrow, hopefully, I'll explain this whole story more in depth. And it'll
open cliffhanger. Okay, that's good.
Cliffhanger, yes. We back left in the middle of the story. So again, we'll get to the basics of the structures of what it could be, and as far as the way the whole story plays out, and afterwards, so we will get to that tomorrow.
Rabbi, why would there be a need to limit it to Beis Sasayim if there's a tree? Didn't we say tree indicates that it's a residential area, and then it could be as big as it wants to, as it.
So that was the question of if you had an area, if you had a properly sized one, would this then make the area problematic, comparing it to a case of if you planted it with seeds? They're saying that a tree would not render the currently allowed area to be forbidden. But that doesn't mean to say that the area, that a tree makes an area that's forbidden allowed, because that's not the case.
But if you had trees there already, I thought like if we say a karfif is has people in it, and one indication is trees, then you could have it as big as you want.
What we said is that trees don't will not forbid a karpe. They don't monitor it either.
Oh, okay.
So that's what they. So then here the issue is that it's somewhere in between this. It's also because of a verniki. Might be as a large shady tree. So the question is, like, is this considered to be a valid structure? So currently, the thought process of Rahuna is that it is Rahuna Bakhinna, is that it is definitely not a full structure on its own, which is why he needed to do the wall, the kind of walls, or because he needed, that's also why he needed less and less in certain area. Because whatever this the Vorniki is, it's insufficient. That's the problem.
But if there were many trees there, except not one tree, but trees throughout, that would be okay, right?
It would not be okay.
Okay. It would not be okay.
Trees don't make it worse, but they don't make it better.
Okay.
Trees are just They're there and they're pretty. They don't really help us in this case, unfortunately.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent questions. Okay. So we'll pick up with the story of the Wernicke tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Okay, Scott.
Yeah.